We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning halfway down the Amud almost by Amma Abaya. We learned yesterday there's a ton of debate Rabbi Shmuel that says that every time it says Beged in the Torah, it means Dafka Tzemer Pishtin, wool and linen, because it says everywhere in the Torah Beged Stam, and by Negam it says Tzemer Pishtin. So we learn that from there, that every time it says Beged in Torah, it's Tzemer Pishtin. And therefore Abaya says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only begotten that become Tamei in this world are Tzemer Pishtin, and no other begotten. There's a Rabbi Shim ben Elazar who says that Shalish al Shalish at Spa'is is only Tamei by Tzemer Pishtin, and not by other places. And Abaya held that was the same thing like Rabbi Shmuel, that there's no tum at all besides the Tzemer Pishtin. But Rava held, no, that according to Shimon ben Elazar, other begadim have tumah of shalosh shalosh, shloisha shloisha, three tvachim by three tvachim, let's say by shrotzim, will have tumah by other type of begadim. And the only thing that really is only Tzemer Pishtin is only by negatim. That was Rava Shita. Back upon him, we had a ton of Rabbi Shmuel that sounded like that since by Nagam it speaks out Tzemer Pishtin, therefore every other Beged in the Torah is only Tzemer Pishtin. That's what was the words of ton of Rabbi Shmuel. I read it to you one more time. The Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel, it says a ton of the Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyv Nemra Begad B'Torah Stam, Uparat L'Chakasa Be'echad Hem Tzemer Pishtin, Mal Halon, just like there, Tzemer Pishtin, I've called everything else is Tzemer Pishtin. That was ton of Rabbi Shmuel. Zok to Gemara, Amar Abaya. After that, Hakdam, let's see the Gemara. Amar Abaya. Hai Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. This Tana de Rebbe Shmuel that we just mentioned, Mapik Midach Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, is not like a different Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. The Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, we learned in another Brisa of Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, that the Pasuk by Sheretz, it says, Beged, Ainli Ela Beged Sama Pishtin. We only know Beged, that's wool or linen. Renayin Rabbis, how do you know to me marbet, Sama Gamalim, wool from camels, Samaranovim, wool from rabbits, or Neitzal Izim, or the hair from goats, and that's called Neitzal because you rip it out. The way you don't cut that you rip out. Vahashire, Ram, Vahakalach, Vahasrikin, all different type of silks we had earlier in the Perek. How do you know those things are also Tamei? That means how do you know that Tzemeh Gemalim, Tzemeh Novim, Leitzel Izim, Shirim, Kala, Chamesh, and Srikim are all Tamei, Tamaloyma, Oy Beged. There's a Reboy of Oy Beged. Just to speak out, that Tosfos asks, that why do you need a Reboy for Tzemeh Gemalim? Isn't that regular Tzemeh? So Tosfos, Vice Tosfos, no. Camel's wool is not like Tzemeh. Tzemeh, Stam Tzemeh means sheep's wool. Anything else is not called Tzemeh. That's what Tosfos speaks out in the Ramaschal Manayin. Balak upon him. What do you see from Rabbi Shmuel over here? That he uses Oy Beged to marba other type of begadim that are not wool or linen. He's marba silk and Tzemer Gemalim and Tzemer Anovim. So you see, there are other type of materials that are have Tumas begadim. So this Rabbi Shmuel is not like the other Rabbi Shmuel. And that's what Abaye is saying. Hi, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Mapech Mita Tana Rabbi Shmuel, they don't stem with each other, it's a stira. It's Machlekes, two Tana Rabbi Shmuels. We have Machlekes, two versions of a Tana Rabbi Shmuel. One says that the only type of begotten that Matama is wool or linen. And here we have a Ribui from Oy Beged, we Marba, other type of materials also for begotten. That's a bias tiny. It says it's a stira. Rav Amar, no, it's not a stira. Rav Amar, they both stem with each other. Because key less the high time Rabbi Shmuel was Shar Begadim. That Rabbi Shmuel said before, that Shar Begadim don't have tumah whatsoever, because Begadim means only wool or linen, that's the Gabi Shalish HaShalish. That's only Gabi three at spice with three at spice. But if it's big Shloisha HaShloisha, it's like, he holds, Tana Rabbi Shmuel hold, from Oy Beged, you will have Shloisha HaShloisha. You will have Shloisha HaShloisha. Right, the Gemara, we just said before that Rava said the nafkemina to tell Rabbi Shmuel Shem Velaza is good for this thing of Shloisha Shloisha. But Rava would Amar Shloisha Shloisha v'Shar Begadim. If you have three tefachim by three tefachim by other materials, Rabbi Shem Velaza Islay. If you have Shem Velaza, you have that tumas shrotzim. Tell Rabbi Shmuel Lesley. If you tell Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have it because Begadim in the Torah always means Tzemer Pishtin. That's what Rava said before. Now you're saying that Tana Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Shloisha Shloisha tefachim has tumah. has tumah by tumah shrats mark upon him. So Gemara had the Rav by Rav Mehi. Rav was chayzer because of this Tana Rav Shmuel was chayzer. So the mahalach is like this: Rav holds that Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Rav Shmuel really hold the same thing. Now they saw the second brayser. They hold the same thing, and like this: by nega it's matame by sholish or sholish it's spotis, and by nega only tsema or pishtins tami, nothing else. The drasha of Tana Rav Shmuel that says that ma begodim here means seven piston, the same thing called tarakula. That means the gav is shalish al shalish. The shalish al shalish is only tame by tzema al piston, and no else. But shloisha al shloisha is metame by shar tumas. And how do we know that? From oy beged. Three talk with you. How do you know about oy beged? And even Tana Rav Shmuel agrees to that. That's Rava's mahalach to answer stira. The baisem, another way to answer the stira between the two Tana Rav Shmuels. Remember, two Tana Rav Shmuel, one Tana Rav Shmuel sounds like af kol, everything in the Torah. It says beged, it's semo pishtin. And here it says that you have oy beged to marba, all the type of materials for tumah. So the boy is saying, maha Rav Papa Omra. Rav Papa said a chilek between the two terutzim. And Rav Papa, what's the Rav Papa, what's the Torah that he said? Rav Papa Omra, af kol asuya kalayim. That the Tana Rav Shmuel never said that every beged in the Torah means semer pishtin. That's not what he meant. He said, "I've called semer pishtin." You know what he meant? Every time there's shatness, there's only shatness by tsemo or pishtin. That's what he meant. Like, let's read the lashon Torah very small. He says, "Mal halon tsemo pishtin." Just like by nega in stafka tsemo pishtin, "I've called semer pishtin." What's "I've called"? We thought it meant every time it said beged in the Torah. No, it doesn't mean that. "I've called" means kalayim semer pishtin. If you say that, so everything's gevaldik, because Tana Rav Shmuel never said that other materials are not metame in other places. Avkol wasn't saying that. Avkol was talking about kalayim, that kalayim has to be tsemer plishtin, not that every tumah has to be tsemer plishtin. Freit the Gemara, what do you need that for? Kalayim behedik siva be. You don't need Tana Rav Shmuel's draw. So we know kalayim is dafka tsemer plishtin. It says a pasuk with silbash shatnei tsemer plishtin yachdav. It says that shatness is only tsemer pishtin. What do you need this drasha of Tana Rav Shmuel for that? Zok the Gemara, no. Sakatai dech hanamil derech levisha. You would think that the only time the Torah says shatness has to be tsemer pishtin, that's only when it's made into clothing. So levush. Clothing. Abba halah, but I've just put it on myself like pieces of tsemer pishtin. You know, not put on myself. I just put on myself the beged without wearing it. I would think culture means the aser. Any type of shatness is aser. So therefore, we need the pasuk to say no. Only tsemo pishtin, because the pasuk is like silba shatness tsemo pishtin yachtav. You would think that's only derech levisha. Halah, I would say maybe it's every type of material. So the pasuk, the Tana Rav Shmuel drasha, I've called that tsemo pishtin. Right, the Gemara, you would think that levisha is more kulidik. V'lav kavachaymu. Wear something, your whole guf is nana from the klayim. Still we say, Amrit, sema pishtin in midechin eloi. Ha'alah, when you just put it onto your shoulders, like kol shagain. Of course there, it's dafka sema pishtin. So tomorrow, our papa vadusi. You're right, our papa is very shver, and it's upgeschlagged. It's like, it really means it's not true. It's not true. So I can find that teretz didn't work out. At least via our Gemara. Our Gemara is a tiny or a papa's pshat. So Zok the Gemara Vaita. Let's try another teretz. We're going to try now another teretz to answer the Tana Rav Shmuel before that says, I've called Tsemer Pishtin, which seems like a stira to Tana Rav Shmuel on this Amud of Oy Beged. Abaye said, Taka stira. Rava said, no, one's to one shloisha, one's to one shalosha, shalosh. Rav Papa's teretz didn't work out. Now we'll try another teretz. You know when it says afkol, it doesn't mean afkol beged in the Torah is semer pishtin. No, it means afkol lasuye tzitzis, to teach us that tzitzis is dafka by semer pishtin. The only begodim that chayev tzitzis is dafka a wool beged or linen beged. But if you have a cotton beged, maybe it won't be chayiv in tzitzis. That's what he's saying. That's what Tom Rav Shmuel is saying. Lasuya tzitzis. That tzitzis is only chayiv by tzema upishtin, and not by cotton. Lasuya tzitzis. Break the martzitzis behind yiksev. It's a first a smuchim on the pasuk that next to each other that says that Beged tzitzis has to be tzema pishtim to be chayiv. Why? Because the pasuk says like silbash shatnez tzema pishtim, and the ksiv, and pasuk right afterwards says uksiv gedilim tasaloch. And the smichas is that tzitzis is only on a tzema pishtim. So what do you need the tani very small? It's a smichas. So the gemara says kedaitach amino. I would think that the smuchim are titled a little different. Now let's speak it outside first. We would think the smuchim teach like Rava, that the smuchim teach us that semer upishtim type of tzitzis will pater any type of beggar. Really, every beggar could be chayiv. What's a smuchim teach us that if you make the tzitzis out of linen or wool, that will pater every type of beggar. Masha inkein, other type of tzitzis only pater its own min. For example, silk tzitzis will only pater a silk beged. That's what you could have learned the smuchim. Smuchim just teaching us that the tzitzis of tzema pishtin work in every way. And kamash v'la Rav Nachman, no. Tzema pishtin tells us, the drash Torah Yishmol tells us that tzema pishtin, only beged tzema pishtin is chayiv, and no other beged is chayiv. Let's read it inside. From the smuchim, zagadach aminikah the Rava, we think like Rava, the Rava, Rami, Rava has a kasha. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'oslam tzitzis akafe v'gdeyem, what's the word akanaf? And he dashes min akanaf. Titzis has to be the same min as the beggar. V'ksiv, sema pishtin yachtov. Which sounds like, and titzis can be made at sema pishtin anytime you want, from the smichas. Sema pishtin yachtov, that says gdilam tasloch. So it's tira. So, how kates up? Sema pishtin poitin be minom, be mishloim minom. Sema pishtin paters sai. If the beged is that min, save the beged is not that min. And shar minim, but let's say silk tzitzis, only part is minim, only part is a beged is made of silk. Minim poitrim, shloy minim lo ina poitrim. So that would be Rava's pshat in the pasuk tzemer pishtin. Shakadat k'rava, kamash lon. So therefore Rav Nachman tells us, no, the Torah Rishma is saying, af kol, the beged of tzitzis has to be tzemer pishtin. And will come out l'maisa from Rav Nachman, that the only type of beged that is chayiv in tzitzis is a beged of tzema upishtin and nothing else. And nothing else. It comes out of a chalakas Rav Rav Nachman if other begodim are chayiv in tzitzis. And Rav Nachman learns Tonerer Shmuel telling us that dafka tzema upishtin is chayiv in tzitzis. And then it's not a steer to Tonerer Shmuel because it's not talking about Tumah v'chalal. You're not saying that Tumah only works with tzema upishtin. You're saying tzitzis is. But Tumah could work by shrotzim. You can have Tumah by all the materials. And that's what Oy Beged is, and therefore it's not a stira, the two Tonerer Shmuels.